Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Gary Moore is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is Senior Vice President. Once upon a time, he was Senior Vice President of Investing for Payne Webber. He's now the Chief Cook and President over at Gary Moore & Company. He's the author of Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, also Faithful Finances 101, and a number of other publications. He's the guy who helps us understand how we should do ethical and wise investing. And he's our good friend. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Morning, you old scoundrel. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, good. You know, being from formerly of Payne Webber, that makes me an expert, which is a has-been drip.
Exactly. I got you. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
The stock market, the Dow at least, is going through the roof.
Right.
The NASDAQ's doing pretty darn well. I think the NASDAQ is the only indicator that hasn't already reached its record high. It hasn't exceeded its record high again. It's got a long way to go, by the way. Somebody who's just now thinking about getting into investing, you know, they're just now starting a 401k, maybe a young person, or it could be a small business that's finally gotten to the point where they can, you know, take some money out of the company and put it into the stock market. If they're looking at the market right now, they're thinking, am I the last fool who bought stock before it crashed?
And that's probably a pretty good check, Jim.
So what do you think? What's your advice to them?
Jim, I've been doing this, 20, 30 years, and Jim, I've never seen a time when it's harder to allocate money. Now, listen to me carefully. In public traded securities, okay, I'm talking about stocks, bonds. There's so much money in the world that's chasing liquid assets, Jim, and that's why you're seeing all this movement toward private equity and private debt and so on.
And so many other companies are buying back stock, aren't they?
Oh, yes, and that's the other issue that's happening. But the main reason the stock market's going now, in my view, other than the liquidity factor, is down in Sarasota, Florida, Jim, and day after day, we're seeing reports that these condominiums that the guys were sinking millions into speculating a few years ago, just a couple years ago, are basically now people are looking for 50-cent bids and so on. Mm-hmm. We just had an auction here in town, auction at the Ritz-Carlton, an estate in a local country club that was originally asked $14 million for it. They asked $9 million this year, and they just auctioned it for $6 million.
Wow.
Had 23 horse barns in it, and
wow,
the realtors thought that that was a sign of success.
Wow.
I mean, it reminds me.
Well, it was successful for the realtors because they got 6% commission anyway.
Well, actually, it was better than that. They got double that because it was an auction. But I told my local paper the other day that real estate brokers around here remind me of those guys marketing internet stocks when they came down about 25%. You know, it's time to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take my time, Jim. There are 5,000 condominiums on the market in Sarasota, Florida today. And they're selling about 350 a month. Plus, they're knocking down huge buildings. A Dutch investor out here is knocking down the Quay, you know, where we like to eat downtown next to the Ritz. And they're going to build 3 huge condominium complexes as soon as they knock the first one down.
Even though they got 5,000 empty ones.
And this is the interesting thing, Jim. They're not going to build one building, sell it, and then build another one, and then build another one. They're going to build all 3 at once. So they could double I'm guessing here, but they could double the availability of condos in this town.
But how do I get? But remember now, Gary, I've got my 401k. I've only got a few nickels here to put together. I'm not a condo prospect.
Diversify it, Jim. Just spread it all over the world in everything.
Not just U.S. stocks, but international stocks.
Exactly, and put it with a value investor, maybe even what we call a deep value investor.
Tell us what a value investor is. A
value investor is somebody who won't chase what's been hot the last year. They will look
around. Is Warren Buffett a value investor?
Oh, very definitely.
He's a deep value investor, isn't he?
No, I don't know about deep value.
He stayed out of the tech bubble, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's what we call growth stocks now.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Gary. We've got to come back, folks. We got some more words of wisdom from our good friend Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives of the show and all the different ways you can use those. You can take possession of them. We're going to give you fair use of our archives if you want to do that. So check that out. All MP3 streaming now and all MP3 downloads. Podcasting, you can download right to your iTunes. You can RSS anything we have. You can check the newsletter. The blog is also there. And subscribe to our newsletter, by the way. It comes every week on Sunday by email. And also, don't forget to ask your business question at askjim.biz. Gary Moore is our guest. He is the author of Spiritual Investments and Faithful Finances 101. Also, the CD group, the Omega Financial Plan, a fresh word on capitalism, culture, and Christianity. And you were telling us, Gary, when we went to the break about a value investor. Try to stick with a value investor. How do we ask somebody if they're a value investor?
Well, the easiest way, like if you have mutual funds in your 401k plan, go to Morningstar, and they have what's called a style box, and it will tell you whether the investor is value or growth or what's called blend, which
the means people who manage this, the people who tell you whether the people who manage your mutual funds are in one of those categories.
That's correct. And generally speaking, you can also, some investors, so you mentioned Warren Buffett, but my mentor, Sir John Templeton, was long just a straight value investor. There are some shops out there like Templeton, Longleaf, Dodge and Cox, that are just principally what we call value shops, where that's all they do. Now, the big places like Fidelity and so on, you're going to get some of both. They'll have value funds, they'll have some growth funds, but in particular today, I think value, or even what's called deep value, where people are buying assets that have already gone kaput. Believe it or not, those are perceived as risky, but in today's world, that might be the most prudent thing to take a look at.
Well, you've certainly got, in those deep values, you've certainly got the most upside potential, probably, right?
Yeah, but it's the risk. Today, you want to, most of the time, most investors look at return first, Jim. Today, you want to look at risk first, I believe. Then the return will be a result of managing your risk. It's an incredibly important time to manage risk. And it's just the best way to go in a market where it's as expensive today. The P.E. ratios look reasonable, Jim, but corporate America has never had a bigger percentage of national GDP as profits. And if that ever equalizes and what we call reverts to norm, the P.E. ratios today are somewhat understated, and the market could take a hit. Now, I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying it's a risk that you want to manage.
Hey, do you think the market is comfortable where it is right now? Do they feel like that they're plowing such new ground as that they that they are, you know, that they're it's a little bit tenuous there, or do you think that they're comfortable in settling in at these levels?
No, I think the market is relatively comfortable, and at the risk of sounding like, you know, using the old phrase, which are the four most dangerous words in history, according to Sir John, it's different this time. We have learned to manage risk better than we ever have. Take your typical bank, Jim. It used to be they would make you a mortgage loan and just hold on to it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Today, with interest rates rising, they've learned to sell that loan off to investors before you even make your first payment.
They're securitizing it and spreading the risk out over a lot of people, unlike the way our insurance industry works.
We're socializing risk. That's exactly it. So mm-hmm. the investors who own the assets, which is really in today's world, you know, the top 20% probably of all Americans own most of the assets in the country, you don't have everybody taking all that risk. It's being spread to 401ks and so on.
Mm-hmm. What do you think this is going? Where do you think the market's going?
You know, Sir John asked me to co-author an article back, which meant I wrote it and he put his name on it back in 1999 about why the Dow will go to the 1 million level by the year 2100. It got everybody's attention, Jim. But in reality,
I remember that article, Dow 1 million. I remember.
Well, that was 4.5% a year. What we were really saying after we got everyone's attention is it's time to go to China, India, Latin America, and so on, which has worked very well since 1999. But, you know, the market will go on up. I think that people are just going to live. Well, let me put it this way. My opinion is not important. There's a fellow named Jeremy Grantham. If you go to GMO.com, since Sir John retired, I have only listened to one person forecast stocks and bonds, and that's Jeremy Grantham. GMO.com has an outlook projecting returns for the next 7 years for stocks, bonds, both international and global, and he's saying everything will produce less than 5% a year. So the first thing you have to manage is your expectations, Jim.
Well, that's a good point. And when you're saying that he's saying less than 5%, and most of us are wanting 10, 12%, right?
Oh, yeah, and John Bogle, by the way, says 7% on stocks, and if you're lucky, over the next 10 years. So you got a couple pretty smart boys who are saying, you know, manage your expectations, manage your costs. But if you have the opportunity, Jim, here's the point for your listeners, is if you have the opportunity to invest in yourself and maybe even your own business, it might be the time to do that.
Very interesting. Of course, as you know, that's what small business owners do every day. And if there's anything left over, we go to the stock market most of the time. Quick break, right back. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Gary what he thinks about interest rates. That's an interesting story, and I think he's got something to say. Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a visit with our good friend Gary Moore. He's educating us, folks, on what to do with our money and how to think about what to do with our money. And, Gary, one of the things that we have to think about in the marketplace is the cost of money.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Crucial. I follow one person on that, have for years other than Grantham, and that's Bill Gross of PIMCO. He runs the largest bond fund in America, in the world, in fact, and he's been pretty good on interest rates. Now, you have to remember, bond investors and mutual managers never, ever want to say interest rates are going up. And Bill established credibility in my book several years ago by saying interest rates were going up. He was correct. However, in the last year, he's been saying that the drop in real estate prices would prompt the Fed to lower interest rates temporarily to shore up the real estate markets. And he bet a lot of money on that, and he's been wrong. He's probably dropped to the top 20% of mutual funds in the bond arena over the last year. Now, here's what's interesting. He stuck to his guns, but PIMCO just hired Alan Greenspan as a consultant. And Greenspan is saying interest rates worldwide are going to go up. And I'm beginning to hear some hedging in Bill Gross's commentaries. And if interest rates are going to rise around the world, that means a couple things. One is don't be in variable rate mortgages on your properties and so on.
Right.
Second, don't get overloaded in bond funds. When interest rates start rising, money moves from bonds to stocks because you don't have a chance in bonds. That will fuel the stock market and is probably doing so now. High interest rates are bad for the market. Rising interest rates can be good for the stock market.
For a while.
For a while. Now, when interest rates get high enough, now let's think this through. If Grantham says, and let's say stocks are going to average 6%, the big institutions say 6%, what can they get on a money market fund today? 4.5, 5 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they get high enough that these old boys can sell their stocks and put it in a money market fund and go fishing, and make the rate of return that Grantham and Bogle say they're going to make, that's when they'll do it. And that's what you got to be aware of. That's when the market becomes vulnerable. Don't see that right now, but you could see it in the next year or so.
Well, and you talk about not being variable, you know, whatever you're, maybe now is a good time to lock in any kind of a long-term rate you can get, right, Gary?
If you believe Greenspan, yeah. And by the way, you can go to PIMCO.com and read Bill's commentary, and I would suggest you do that before you, you know, make any major decisions. But do know that Bill's beginning to hedge a little bit.
Well, the other thing is if you're borrowing short-term money for your business, be sure that you're budgeting some kind of an increase. Put in your budgeting an anticipated increase in interest and see what that does to your cash flow.
And that is particularly crucial if you have gotten involved in what we call liar loans, which are a portion of the subprime market. These are loans that had teaser rates, extremely low interest rates for a year or two. A lot of people didn't read the fine print, and all of a sudden you go from 1% to a 6 or 7% interest rate to compensate for how much they gave you on the front end. They're going to take it out as a pound of flesh on the back. Wall Street literally calls them wire loans, and they're beginning to kill people, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
What do you think about the global economy? You know, it seems like Europe's economy's picking up as ours is languishing a little bit. What do you think about it?
Yeah, you know, we went to Europe in our investing about 3, 4, 5 years ago even. It's been longer than that, I guess, in the early, after the decade changed. And Europe has been very, very good to us. And it was all stodgy and everything. But, of course, you want to buy where things look bad. Now, here's what's interesting. In the last year, the Templeton funds, which went to Europe very heavily in early in the decade, have now moved to the United States in the last year and are buying our blue chips, like Microsoft, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had a pretty good run there.
Hmm.
So you can't. Today, it's just hard to say. China looks incredibly. The economy looks good, but the stock market looks incredibly like a bubble to me.
Venezuela, I wouldn't be invested in those myself. Hey, Dave, Gary, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it's great being with
you. You want to give us your website?
Financialseminary.org.
Financialseminary.org. Can they find your books there?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Financialseminary.org, folks. Gary Moore. He'll be back another day. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you to never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.